If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Second Chronicles chapter 20. A good king, Jehoshaphat, had some of the church members come to him and say, the children of Moab, the Ammonites, they're coming against us. And they said, we got this great multitude coming, because everybody likes to bring bad news to the leader. Pastor, they fighting outside. Put your money on the bigger one. Somebody said to me, he said, Pastor, what would you do if they were fighting outside your church? I said, step right over and go preach. Why should I deal with that when I have people waiting to be filled with the word of God? I made up my mind. I ain't refereeing no fights. I ain't dealing with all this stuff no more. What's the point? Like many people in the world, you underestimate the grace of God. And you think because he does nothing at the time that he's not going to do anything at all. But our God has spoken prophetically through Isaiah, no weapon that is formed against us will prosper. See, people don't think that this war is real. They think every week we just come in and Satan doesn't send his people. He will put them in leadership. And Jesus said, let them all grow together. You encourage yourself. You build an altar. And then finally, Jehoshaphat was told all these negative things. And the Bible says in verse 3 that Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. This lying devil will even touch the people living in your house to discourage you. You're starting to see your children and your grandchildren literally go nuts. And you look at them and say, my goodness, you weren't like this, but what has happened to you? The devil knows he can't get you, so he's coming after your kids. But I'm going to tell you what you do. You get yourself some oil. And while that baby is sleeping, tell him you're going to give him a massage. And you oil him up and drive that lying rascal away. Jehoshaphat went to God and said, O Lord God of our fathers, verse 6, are you not the God of heaven? He said, don't you rule over all the kingdoms of the heathen? Whoa, glory to God. I want to tell you, Barack Obama is just the president of the United States. But God is God over the United States. Yes, sir. Mr. Obama was elected. But nobody elected God. You serve the King of Kings. Get yourself together. Listen. Allow me to become carnal for a moment, but just to illustrate what I mean by power. There are certain criminals that are called associates of mob families. They're not full-fledged members. They haven't gone through the ritual. They haven't said the words. They haven't had the paper burned in their hand. They haven't said the ritualistic phrases. They haven't pricked their fingers with blood to show that they're blood brothers of each other. They haven't gone through that, but they're associates because they're good earners. But once you become a made member, you rise to a different level. Before you're a made member, somebody can kill you and nobody would care. But when you become a made member, nobody can kill you unless there's a meeting of the bosses to allow you to be killed. And that's for criminals. No devil can touch you unless there's a meeting. And God says, go ahead, because I know what's coming out of this situation. There will be an impartation. Do you want an impartation or do you just want a blessing? How many of you want an impartation? See, there's a difference between a blessing and an impartation. A blessing is God coming and leaving. An impartation is God coming and staying.
It's God giving you him, not just the fruit of him, but him. It's God saying, let me sit with you. I don't want blessings anymore. I want impartations. I want him here. I want him here. Here amongst his people. I want him tabernacling with us. I want him here. I want him to leave something. I don't just want his presence. Because his presence is everywhere at the same time anyway, because he's omnipresent. But I want him to give us his glory. Impartation. Jehoshaphat prays. And after he prays, the prophet comes in verse 14. See, this is why I believe in the resurrection of the gift of the prophet. I did not say prophecy. I said the gift of the prophet. There is a difference, because a person can prophesy and not be a prophet. I can leave a minister here to take charge of the service and preach, but that does not make them the pastor. There is a difference in the office of the prophet and a person speaking prophetically. And what God is doing is resurrecting the office of the prophet. And the prophet, according to the word of God, must foretell and forthtell the mind and the will of God. And the prophet comes to the king. And any king, any pastor in their right minds will embrace the prophetic. If Solomon had listened to those three prophets who came to him, he would not have ended up the way that he did. Going back to Egypt to marry an Egyptian woman and brought her and her pernicious ways into Israel. Married Moabite, and they went to him to try to tell him not to do it. And he ended up in the book of Ecclesiastes, broken, defeated, rich, but poor. Jehoshaphat prayed, and God sent a prophet. See, somebody, see, people are saying, well, I want God to talk to me. He sent a prophet. And the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and he said, hearken, all of Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and even you, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours. Tell somebody, the battle's not yours. Tell somebody else, the battle's not yours. Oh, I hear God, I hear God, I hear God. I hear him. Do you hear him? Do you hear him? Say it again. The battle's not yours. The battle's not yours. I hear God. I hear God. Somebody's being told right now you're going to lose your job. The battle ain't yours. They said they're closing up your office. You know what? You won't have the job anymore. You better go to Rejoice and... because God is setting you up for a better place. The battle is not yours. In the economy of God, a negative is a positive. When the devil tries to bring evil, what happens? Listen to this. Battle's not yours. Here's what he says. He said, tomorrow, go down against them. I love this. Just show up. And behold, listen, God even knows how your enemy is coming. He said, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. The devil thinks he's slipping around you, but God is already showing you what's going on. The Holy Ghost will reveal what the devil is doing. He'll even tell you what your child is doing. Listen to what he said. Just go down, verse 16, but 17, you don't need to fight in this battle. Tell somebody, just go show up, but you don't have to fight. Don't that make you feel good? You don't have to fight. He said, go, show up, but you don't need to fight. He said, just set yourselves. Bring a chair. Stand still. Listen to what it says. And see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be afraid. Tomorrow go out against them, and the Lord will be with you. Listen to how Jehoshaphat. The Bible says they got up early in the morning in verse 20, and they went in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. Believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. Believe his prophets. Believe the prophetic. So shall you prosper. And when he had talked with the people, he got the singers. He said, all I want you to do is sing praise of the beauty of his holiness. And it said the singers went out before the army. And all they did was say, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord for his mercy. One stanza to the song. Praise ye the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, that word praise is the word halal, they began to give God crazy praise. The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to slay and destroy them. That means that when people come against you, when you give God praise, the third lesson, the enemy will turn against themselves. They won't be able to get their stories right, but you hold your peace. You give God praise. You defeat your adversary by learning how to praise God. You encourage yourself, you lay yourself on the altar, and you get up with praise. You praise him like you lost your mind. You praise him till you can't praise him anymore. You praise him because he is to be glorified. You praise him because he is to be magnified. You praise him. The Bible says Jesus healed 10 lepers. Only one came back to thank him. Will you be that one today? Will you be that one to thank him for healing you? Will you be that one to give him praise? Will you be that one to encourage yourself? To let the devil know I'm down but not out? Many are the afflictions, the troubles of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us.
Copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number 12415. Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.